from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring science and the environment. Truckers at the Port of Oakland are scrambling to clean up their rigs this month. If they can't show they've taken steps to reduce pollution from their trucks' diesel engines, they'll soon be out of work. Some truckers say the new state rules are too expensive, especially at a time when revenues are down. But treating health problems caused by diesel soot may be even pricier, as Amy Standen reports.
The line in front of the Trucker Information Center at the Port of Oakland snakes around the orange trailer and down the steps into the parking lot. Inside, Damian Breen of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District is giving a speech he's delivered a dozen times over the last few days.
The rules of this program are that we have $5,000 available for folks who apply for retrofits. $50,000 is available for those who apply for replacement trucks.
These cash grants are a last-ditch effort to help truckers here meet a series of deadlines. They're intended to clean up air pollution in neighborhoods near the port. The regulations passed back in 2007 aim to gradually phase out the older, dirtier diesel trucks that service the port. But for now, many of these drivers can get away with installing filters on their diesel engines. Those cost about $16,000 each. They reduce diesel soot by 85%. On February 5th, truckers will have to prove that they can come up with the money to buy the new filters. Then they have until April 30th to install them. This will be a real stretch for people like Bahar Grubir, who lives in Oakland and drives a 1998 truck. Even with the $5,000 grant from the Air District, he'll still need to come up with about $11,000 more if he wants to keep working at the port. He says the alternative, taking interstate jobs instead, is out of the question.
I've been doing this for 4 years, and it's local work, and I'm with my family. I get to go home every day. I got 4 years old son, and I love to play with them at the end of the day.
But even if he does manage to buy the new filters, eventually Grubir will need a whole new truck at a cost of about $100,000. That's because a second phase of regulations takes effect in 2014. Starting then, the port will bar all trucks built before 2007. And this has Air District official Tina McRae hearing from some very anxious truck drivers.
The answer is I don't know.
Why, one trucker asks, should I spend $20,000 on a new filter if 4 years from now I'm going to be shut out of the port all over again?
So, I mean, I do hear what you're saying, but it's, do you want to keep working or not? I don't know.
The State Air Resources Board, the port, and local air district have scraped together $33 million to help truck drivers buy new filters and new trucks. But the 1,200 or so truckers who come through here will have to come up with the rest. Air officials acknowledge that's a tall order, especially during a recession. But ports are among the largest source of diesel soot in California, and the health costs of diesel pollution, they say, are even steeper. There's a special visitor today at the playground of Wilson Elementary School in San Leandro. It's the Breathmobile, a 34-foot RV that's been modified into a traveling medical clinic for kids with asthma.
It's normal breathing.
Inside, registered nurse Spencer Weir is trying to coax fourth grader Pablo Fraile to blow hard into a spirometer, which will measure his lung volume.
Big breath in. Good job.
Pablo has asthma. It gives him chest pains when he runs around during recess. He has no health insurance, so his mother made an appointment for him here at the Breathmobile, which is funded by Alameda County. Alameda County's asthma rates are the second highest in the state, and no Alameda zip code has higher asthma hospitalization rates than West Oakland, which is right near the Port of Oakland. A 2008 health assessment of the neighborhood showed that the port alone is responsible for 219 asthma cases each year and 18 premature deaths.
Diesel is such a toxic product.
This is Thomas Daly, chief of pulmonary medicine at Kaiser Permanente in Santa Clara. He says what's dangerous about diesel isn't the black soot you see in the air. It's the types of particles in diesel exhaust that are so small, they're practically invisible.
So as you inhale this, this will, because it is so small, become lodged in the smallest, most delicate parts of the lung. And that's where it can cause irritation.
Irritation can make lungs seize up and spasm, producing asthma attacks. And that's not all.
Because these particles are so small, the lung and the blood vessels come together in these very delicate alveoli, the air sacs. It can actually penetrate into the blood vessels, get into your bloodstream. And that's how it travels to the heart, how it travels to the brain, and leads to heart attacks and strokes.
Within that diesel soot are about 24 carcinogenic compounds, which can cause cancer. Cancer rates near the port are almost 3 times the Bay Area average. All told, says Daly, the cost to society for treating diesel-related disease far outstripped the expense of replacing air filters and old trucks.
One study suggested $28 billion of avoidable health care costs and 3,800 premature deaths in the state of California.
And that includes truck drivers themselves. A 2008 Harvard study found that diesel truck drivers are up to twice as likely to develop lung cancer than those who are not exposed to diesel. Of that group, port drivers had the highest rates of all. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
How much diesel soot is in the air you breathe? Find out at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.